Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Big Brother is continuing tonight at 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, kicking off the brand new season. And of course, this big moment from last night.
With one vote, it's time to go, Josh.
I got one thing to say. I don't know if you remember, but on our first date, I told you something afterwards, and it was a quote from my favourite book. It said, desire is desire. The sun will not bleach and not the tide wash it away. It's still there.
Josh joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, gang.
That's a bit of a tempo change.
There's a change
there. Josh, first and foremost, can you explain for this very simple girl what that quote actually means?
Yeah, great call.
Oh, it's from the book The Beach. It means, like, it's never ending, essentially.
This is a love thing.
Yeah.
It was a love thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Josh, can I just ask you, because as someone that was watching the show, I don't know if it was the way it was edited, but it kind of looked like you were kind of randomly into Sam. I know you guys had shared some history, but Big Brother didn't really detail that. So it kind of made you look a little bit like you were kind of chasing her around.
I'm glad you said that,
not me.
Honestly, it made me look like I had about 10 personalities. Like, this is what annoys me, right? It was my idea to put Sam on the show. They approached me for the show, and they said, would you do the show? And I said, I can't. My best friend's dying of cancer, and I'm one of his two primary carers. Mm. And I asked him, I was like, Jeffy, they've approached me to do this show. And he was just like, well, he'd send me and Sam together, like, a few months beforehand, and she stayed a month, like a week, and he was just like, dude, you seemed really happy, so why don't you get them to put her on the show? Because we weren't allowed across the border at that time. And I said, genius, Jeffy. So I pack an overnight bag, I go in there, and I was just like, I'm just going to hang out with her and show her the type of person I am, but I'd set it up with her the whole time. Like, we pretty much acted pretending that we didn't know each other.
What? So you, okay, whoa, bombshells.
Yeah, so bombshell.
Okay, let me get this straight. You and Sam planned with Big Brother to go in the house, and then you were acting?
I hustled Big Brother to put Sam on the show.
Right.
And then when in mine and Sam's conversations before we went into the house, which we weren't technically allowed to have, but I was just like, I wasn't going to approach her to put her on the show unless I thought it could be part of our love story. So I'd actually called her before they even confirmed her, and I said, hey, I'm going to pitch you for Big Brother, pretend you don't know, essentially.
Right.
But I wasn't going to leave my mate dying of cancer unless I thought that I had a chance. But I just guessed that, like, yeah, it just didn't quite work out as planned. And it is the edits, you know. Like, what they show is me crying a lot. But it was 2 days before I went in. Like, they take your phone off you the day before you go in. And my mum calls me and she's like, I don't know whether or not to tell you this. And I was like, what? Is Jeffy dead? And she's like, no, your granddad's just had a stroke. And
I just thought,
because I don't want to be a D-grade celebrity and miss the opportunity of saying bye. People I care about.
Can I ask about your mate Jesse? How are they now? What's the situation with that?
Dead.
Oh my god.
He passed. Yeah, actually, I always fall apart when I talk about it. But
That's hectic.
That is a tough.
Did this happen
situation.
Outside the house? Did you get to say goodbye at the very least? Please tell me you did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
I mean, it was great. Gave his eulogy, and he was 61. Like, we had an age gap, but he was like a dad to me.
Josh, obviously, yeah, well, that kind of explains why you were highly emotional
100%.
In the house. You know, we obviously, as viewers, did not know that. So thank you for kind of sharing that. That definitely creates some context to that.
Appreciate the chat.
Thanks for letting me explain that I'm not a complete psycho. See you guys.